So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and to Day 2 of Part 4. Now, just as in some of the other parts of Heart Series 2, it's quite easy with this particular technique either to feel a sense of injustice, that it's not kind of fair that we're being asked to breathe all this kind of difficulty in on behalf of other people, or even a sense of sort of fear and anxiety around that. It's quite common and it's quite natural. So it's really important to understand why we're doing this. What's the dynamic at work? So often within ourselves, we have a place of vulnerability, areas of the mind, emotions, thoughts that we don't really like to be around so much. We wish they were different. We wish they would go away. We wish we could replace them with something else. But of course, as long as that resistance is there, then they're always going to be present and there'll always be an element of fear that they're going to arise in the mind. So what this exercise does, it allows us to breathe in to those areas. And by breathing into them, we're moving closer towards them. We're getting a better understanding of them. At the same time, in terms of actually breathing out and sharing the sense of happiness, remember, we're bringing about a greater sense of spaciousness in the mind, greater sense of openness. We're relating to how others feel, empathizing with them, and meeting them where they are. So on the one hand, we're cultivating a sense of awareness. On the other hand, we're cultivating a sense of empathy or compassion. So these two elements really are at the very heart. They define really what this technique, what this particular practice is. And that's why it's so important. So if there are any feelings of sort of, it feels a bit sort of martyrish, and you can certainly let go of those, knowing that actually this exercise is more about moving away from self-centeredness or moving away from obsessing about our own particular hang-ups, and instead having the courage to sort of breathe into those and to understand that actually we all share those things and that everybody struggles in one way or another with the mind. So with that, just take a moment now to get comfortable. Eyes open. And when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next exhalation, just allowing the eyelids to close. As you begin to become more aware of the physical sensations and the sounds around you. And bringing the attention now to any physical sensations as you just scan down through the body, at the same time becoming more aware of emotions and any particular mood that might be around today. Just pausing briefly now, just to be clear about your motivation. Be clear on the benefits of this simple exercise on the people around you. And now just shifting the attention once more to the breath. Not trying to breathe in any special way. But just resting the mind on that rising and falling sensation. And so as you continue to follow the breath now, in your own time, just beginning that same process of exchange you did before. You can build it up at your own speed, whatever feels comfortable, but all the while with a sense of taking in or receiving with difficulty, regardless of whether it's sort of mental anguish, whether it's emotional difficulty, physical difficulty of others. And in return, just breathing out that sense of warmth, of happiness, contentment in all of its different guises. So just continuing in that way now. And now, that any effort, any need for any control or focus, just letting go of any images, any sensations, and just allowing the mind to be free. So just coming back to the feelings in the body now, particularly that contact between the body and the chair, the weight of the body. Noticing sounds and smells, even any tastes in the mouth as you just open the eyes again. Remember, no real difference between the formal exercise, being aware, and the end of the exercise, and being aware. Just knowing that it's possible to carry that into the day, no matter where you're going, what you're going to do next. But for now, you can just sit back in the chair. So, you may already be wondering sort of how this particular exercise can be relevant to everyday life. And well, I kind of gave a bit of a hint, a bit of a clue back in part three. So, it's quite possible to do this exercise on the spot, even when there are lots of people involved. I think in part three I suggested the idea of perhaps doing it on a train carriage or in a busy meeting room or whatever it might be. But certainly there's the possibility of using this exercise in a very direct, very proactive sort of way in your everyday life. It may be that you're walking down the street and you see somebody who's really struggling, having a hard time. Now, usually we might just rush past them, or we might try and think about something else, anything to actually avoid mentally coming into contact with that person's difficulty. But instead, with this exercise, we have the opportunity, in that moment that we sense that difficulty, to actually breathe into that. It's as though we're breathing that other person's difficulty in, and in turn exchanging that with a sense of happiness and of ease. Again, it's the same idea. It's so counterintuitive, and yet it makes so much sense. It's just that no one's ever sort of pointed it out in this way before. But when we do this, when we move towards that difficulty, not only do we get a better understanding of what that other person is feeling, which is essentially what empathy is, but we also understand that part in ourselves that we were always trying to avoid, to run away from. So there's a greater sense of acceptance of the content of our own mind, which ultimately means a much happier mind. So maybe just have a go with that today. It can be with an individual or a large group of people. And we'll carry on with this tomorrow when we come back for day three of part four.